Well, the women's multi-format seven-match Ashes series begins tomorrow at the Adelaide Oval with three T20s before the squad heads to Canberra for the Ashes test and three ODIs beyond that. Pace bowler Megan Shute hasn't had the most ideal preparation, but she's been around long enough now where I'm sure that won't bother her. But let's find out. Megan is with us for Chadstone Toyota. Stock is available for immediate delivery now at Chadstone Toyota. Megan, good morning and welcome to SEN.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, pleasure. Appreciate your time. So, as I just touched on, you're returning to this all-conquering Australian team tomorrow. But that preparation, I mean, you and your wife, Jess, both got COVID over Christmas. Now, I think you were only able to get out of ISO and hit the nets on Tuesday. But, I mean, I don't know. You tell me if I'm wrong. A couple of weeks isn't going to see your skills evaporate, is it?
Well, that's what I keep saying on my interviews. So if I go out and play like crap, then I'm just going to blame COVID. But yeah, look, I mean, a couple of weeks here and there isn't really going to do much. I think it's more just I'm going to be puffing. Hopefully I'm not mic'd up for any of those games because, yeah, it'll be loud. But other than that, not the most ideal prep, but I think we're all in the same world at the minute.
Yep.
Hey, Megan, what do you make of this? What do you make of the bilateral series? Is it a challenge to be able to flip between the different formats of the game? Would you prefer to focus solely on longer form cricket and then let the short form cricket be in its own little spot? How do you find the bilateral series?
Yeah, I absolutely love it, to be honest. I would love to see the men adapt it in their own way in the future. But yeah, for me, I think, you know, the team that adapts the best is the one that generally wins. And to be fair, this tour is really quick. Normally, even when we go to England, it's normally about a 6-week tour and we have time to, you know, have practice games and a lot of training in between and really adapt between the three formats. But yeah, this one will be a true test, pun intended. But it's something that I really enjoy. There's a real challenge to having to adapt your length and obviously even the change of ball really quickly between weeks. So I really enjoy it. And for me, I mean, we're so used to the short format that that's where we feel comfortable. And all of us would love to be playing more tests, but realistically, that's not going to happen for a long time yet until other countries really catch up. So for now, having this multi-format series with England is always super competitive. And as I said, it's the team that can adapt between the three formats that generally wins.
We'll come back to the cricket in a moment, Megan. I was reading a great story on you by Liz Walsh in the Adelaide Advertiser this week. So I guess this all comes back to perspective and a wider outlook and a more mature outlook on the game and coming back from COVID. But for everything that you've dealt with, I mean, your daughter Riley was born 3 months premature, I think it was, in August last year, an emergency caesarean, so only 28 weeks into Jess's pregnancy. And I mean, that is a really scary time, I'd imagine, and several weeks in hospital. But she's happy and healthy now, isn't she, Riley?
Yeah, she's awesome now. Absolute trooper. So that was a scary time, I'll be honest. It was a long period of time, I guess, you know, long days in hospital and whatnot. But, you know, we've been absolutely blessed in terms of since she's come out the womb, she's been perfect. So she was just extremely small. She was only 858 grams. And that in itself was really confronting. We knew we were having a small baby at the time, but, you know, seeing it for the first time was, yeah, scary. But as you said, it definitely puts life into perspective. And at the end of the day, it's just a game of cricket now. And I guess coming home to Riley and Jess, it's a different world. And for me, I'm just thankful for what I have. And the journey we've had has been extremely long. But at the same time, Riley's healthy and pushes on. And for her corrected age at the minute, she's well on track, which is great.
How did you find my wife and I had our twins. They're actually one on the weekend. We had them at 30 weeks, so we know exactly what it feels like and the worries you go through with sitting in hospitals and you know, the NICU wards and those sorts of things. What did you learn about the game of cricket? You spoke about perspective, but what did you learn about yourself and what cricket means to you when you were going through something as difficult and as scary as what you were away from the cricket field?
I guess one thing I learned was that cricket is still there for me. You often see it as a job, you know, it's what you're paid to do. And at the same time, they're the exact people who are supporting me through this. You know, for me, I was just told to return to training whenever worked. There was absolutely no pressure on me to be in a certain stage of fitness or physical health in that sense. And they really just tried to look after my mental health. So I guess, you know, for me, my world's changed with not only having a baby, but a premature baby, but just seeing the world go by from a hospital room, it just, yeah, changes your perspective on things a little bit. And for me, returning to the Big Bash, I had zero cricket under my belt and I just wasn't even the slightest bit nervous. I was like, well, I'm competitive once I step over that rope. As we said before, skill set's not going to disappear in a couple of months after 15 years of cricket. So I was like, at the end of the day, if we lose, it's just a game of cricket. So yeah, I guess I didn't really have that before. And sometimes you feel the pressures of your job and, you know, everyone has a passion for the game anyway. So yeah, for me, that was a real life-changing experience.
Yeah, and obviously a step away from the game to be with Jess in that time. And then the next month, of course, speaking of multi-format series, the one against India was a big success last September, and you had to watch it from the couch. I don't think you'd missed a series since 2014. Was it difficult to watch?
It was really hard to watch. I hated every bit of it. yeah, I muted it. I didn't like the commentary at all. I didn't like hearing things that I completely disagreed with and had no control to argue against. So I muted it. But I think I watched every ball. So I was that person that had my phone on in the hospital, but on silent. So that was okay. It's just Riley was exposed to her life of cricket very early.
Yeah. Oh, motivation must be through the roof for you at the moment then on the eve of this series.
Oh, absolutely. I had my first training session back with the girls. It felt like years since I'd been with them, so that was extremely enjoyable to pull on the Aussie kid again.
Is there much you can take from the men's series? We saw the demolition that the men were able to inflict on England. Is there much, if anything, you can take from that? Were there some weaknesses perhaps exposed in the English men's travelling party that you might be able to expose in the women's side, or is it pretty much basically, you know, a whole new script and a blank canvas?
Yeah, definitely a blank canvas. They're a completely different side to the English men's in the way that they play the game. They're a lot more attacking. It was obviously great to see the Aussie men thrash England. That's the most enjoyable thing in the world to watch. But, yeah, completely different thing with the women. I think, too, that the English women will take great motivation out of seeing them get walloped and know that that can't happen to them. So yeah, we wiped them last Ashes, which was great, but they are a completely different side with a different coach and have played a lot of good cricket since. So I think they'll come out really, really well. And to be honest, I think that will be motivating for them to do well. So in any ways, it might have backfired on us, the boys thrashing them so well, but we'll see how we go.
We're speaking of Aussie bowler Megan Shoot. Megan, poor old Beth Mooney, is she on talking terms yet with Matty Mott after yesterday's net session?
I don't know about her, but none of us are. So,
jeepers.
Taking out our best bet. I was actually batting in the net next to her and I heard it. So that was quite confronting. And yeah, turned around, I saw blood and I just thought she'd, you know, copped a little one that's just grazed her chin and then, spitting up blood and couldn't move her mouth for a while. And I think we all assumed the worst, to be honest. And then when we read about it, it was confirmed, unfortunately. But Motty is deadly on the wanger. He's a standard ex-player with he gets driven for a four and the next one's 10Ks quicker and is a bumper. So I'm guessing that's what happened there.
Jeez, he must have felt terrible though. I mean, what's the longer term outlook for Beth? Do we have a picture on when she might be available again at this stage or too early?
Nah, they're just as vague with us as they are with you guys, yeah. To be honest. They have just said the surgery went well and she's looking to return as soon as possible. So okay. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't know anything more. Hopefully sometime soon, but fingers crossed, at least for the World Cup.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Megan. We can't wait for it. Looking forward to the series starting tomorrow. The three, obviously, T20s. Then the one test. Actually, just on the test, would you like to play more longer format when it comes to the multi-format stuff like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you asked, you know, 10 of us, 10 of us would say that we want to play longer format games, but as I said before, realistically, it's just not on the cards yet. And we play so much short format cricket that something is going to have to give for that. And I don't think that our state stuff is there yet to bring in longer format for that. So lucky for us, like we're dominant in 50 over cricket because our state domestic stuff is so strong. And until that can turn into, you know, 3-day games at least, I don't see us playing any longer format stuff for a while.
Well, that one-off test, for the record, is in Canberra on January 27. Wish you the best of luck for the entire series, Megan. So good to see you back. Glad everything's going well off-field, and hopefully that continues on-field over the course of the next few weeks. Thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, guys. Take care.